Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, this is Steve Backlund from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The title of today's message is Declaration Experiment Key Number One. Now, this is being recorded for the beginning of June 2017, and many who are listening to this, you're a part of our 30-day Declaration Experiment Challenge, where we're challenging people to make at least 100 declarations a day for a month and see what happens. So this is feeding into that. If you're listening to this and you're not a part of this particular event, you can take these truths that I share today and definitely apply them to your lives. But I would challenge you, make 100, at least 100 declarations a day for a month and see what happens. Check out our website and find out information about it. Click on our website, ignitinghope.com, and you'll find different lists of declarations. Well, here is the key number one. It's this. Declarations over past prayers are a powerful thing that actually builds faith for the prayers that we've prayed. Now, it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says this, be anxious for nothing. I mean, that's amazing. The Bible says don't worry about anything. You know, don't worry about the future. Don't worry about things in your life. Don't worry about personal weaknesses. You know, I mean, you just say, sometimes I wonder, God, are you serious? Don't be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The key phrase in here is with thanksgiving. Basically, what the Apostle Paul is sharing here, it says, the things that you're tempted to worry about, that want to cause you anxiety, take those to God in prayer, but add thanksgiving to it, because the moment we add thanksgiving into our prayers, we move from begging into faith. Now, declarations, one of the things that is such an important thing for us is to make declarations concerning the past things that we have prayed. And you know, Jesus said in Matthew 6, he says, don't use vain repetitions in prayer. And, you know, sometimes we can criticize those of maybe other Christian persuasions who repeat the same prayers over and over again and seemingly aren't expecting anything to happen. They think the power maybe is just in reciting of it rather than having faith that it's actually going to happen. Because Mark 11:24 says, those things that you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. He says, when you pray, believe you're going to have them, and then that they're yours, and then in turn you will experience what you prayed for. It's called faith. We can criticize, you know, people for doing that, but often I've noticed in my own life, I do the exact same thing. I pray, but I don't expect a result. I pray again, and again. And the Lord says to you, add thanksgiving into it. Add thanksgiving in your prayers and use part of your prayer time. Use part of your declarations. And if you're doing this at least 100 declarations a day, this is a way to get in a bunch of them. Just think about things that you've already prayed. And then just say, thank you, Lord, that's happening. Thank you that you're working. Thank you that you're working mightily in my nation. Thank you that you're working in this relationship. Thank you this relationship is healed. Thank you this area in my life is strengthened and I'm having victory, and victory is going to increasingly manifest. Thank you you're touching the lives of my children. They're having divine appointments, divine encounters. Thank you, Lord, you're meeting all of my financial needs, that I may have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing. And, you know, one thing about it, you start doing that, And it just keeps you in faith. Because the nature of faith is that you're believing for something that's not yet in your experience. That's what faith is all about. So some of the best declarations that we can make are preceded with the words, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you, Lord, that my prayer times are deepening. Thank you, Father, that your love is being revealed in my heart and to others like never before. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So declaration experiment key number one is declare, make declarations of faith over what you've already prayed. Declarations over past prayers. It causes us to overcome vain repetition in our prayer life. So I bless you today. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you, those of you who are a part of our declaration experiment. Thanks for joining in with us. And I bless you. I bless you as you've got your clicker and you're clicking you with your tally counter. I just see the Lord literally invading your life. And I see you moving from faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. Hey, bless you. We'll come back again next week with another powerful podcast about the declaration experiment. We'll give you key number two, which is this, declarations over tomorrow, which will help us overcome pessimism and passivity about our future. And we're going to teach you next week in our podcast how declarations actually cause you to have faith for tomorrow. And faith for tomorrow and positive expectation is just such a great thing. Hey, I hope you heard my dog Duncan bark in the background. He greets you. Wendy and I, we just send our love to you. We'll catch you again. Hey, remember, there's no hopeless circumstances. There's only hopeless people. And when you get true hope, circumstances can't stay the same. And remember this, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We don't need joy at the end of the battle. We need joy in the middle of the battle. It's your strength. There's no convenient season to become joyful. But I say this, today is the day. All right, God bless you.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.